Hi everybody, welcome back to the Hey You series with Petinduru. So about a month ago, I started what I called the Hey You Girl 3-month challenge with 13 ladies from Zimbabwe, Botswana and South Africa. For 3 months, we are challenging ourselves spiritually, that is getting closer to God, physically, exercising and diet, and mentally, character and personality development. So far so good. June is over and we are left with July and August, and we're already starting to see amazing results. Here is a poem by one of the ladies, a lady by the name Sharon Kumomotse from Botswana. Enjoy.
I saw the 3-month challenge poster a month ago and thought, do I qualify? No. I thought the quarantine part ruled me out, 'cause mine was over and I wouldn't be allowed. Petty posted the poster again, and finally the last call came. So I saved the number and decided to apply. I answered the question saying, let me just try. To my surprise, I actually qualified. I sent in my picture and it was added to the poster. So I was added to the group with the rest of the fighters, and later discovered that some are writers. Of course, the host was Petinduru, the one who in the poster wears a dress with blue. I've always loved Petty's content and admired her achievements. The fighters introduced themselves one by one until finally they were all done. In my introduction, I actually forgot to mention my name, but I said I'm a little girl. Oh, what a shame. I'm so used to being called tiny, so I often forget that I'm a lady. So after introductions, a routine was set by Petty, and she said to handwrite our goals preferably. I did just that, and then guess what? A week into the challenge, something shocking happened. It left me astounded and hurt, almost questioning my worth. Some toxic friends ganged up on me, and I won't elaborate the story, but we finally parted ways, and I learned that patience pays. I really learned a lot from that incident. I believe it didn't happen by accident. Yes, experience taught me how to be cautious of what I allow. So naturally, I was left with a gap after escaping that painful trap. But because of my brother and a close friend and the girl fighters, that gap was soon filled. And I now felt a new wave of fresh air and even gained new friends who care. My life now ain't aimless, I'm destined for greatness. My body now also doesn't tire quickly, 'cause the challenge taught me to exercise daily. But I'll stick to 200 skips 'cause I ain't trying to lose weight, and 30 squats really just for shape. I've learned about things I knew nothing about, and some that I knew very little about. I thought of mentioning some, but then I realized that doing that would take way too much time. Sorry to those whose names I didn't memorize, but I know this Tembela, Sharon, Tendai, Mandy, Blaxi, and Aretha, and the girl who loves Korea. My fellow fighters' lives really matter, but all their names I misremember. I just thought to reflect without having to cross-check by revisiting the chats from before we mentioned squats. So the 3-month challenge introduced me to lots of things. I already feel equipped with such strong wings. By the end of the 3rd month, I'll be unstoppable, 'cause with God, all things are possible. So we just finished week 4, which means we got 8 more. I'm so excited to see what's in store, 'cause I am ready to soar. Lol, I just wanted this to be short and quick, but then I didn't know which details to pick and which ones to omit, 'cause the piece needs a limit. So that was your girl, Sharon Kumomotse. Hey fighter, hey you, hey. Nake mwana wa Motswana. So let me say, kya leboha.